I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, 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 better. It's alright. To me, I know you're scared, your heart's bleeding. But what are you gonna do now? I think it's time you break free and keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No, it doesn't really matter.
God bless you, peoples of God. We just thank God for what he's doing, and we just give him the glory and the head of our life. God bless each and every one of you tonight. God is good. His mercy endures forever and ever. I'm telling you, this is going to be a power-packed week. It's going to be a power-packed time where our very own visionary, Bishop Michael Davis, amen, as the Lord began to lead him to put together a week revival that the blood still work. I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited. God bless you, all our international listeners all over the world. It's always a blessing to come together and commune with each and every one of you, my God, as we serve this one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We thank God for our partners and friends all over the world, especially over there in Norway. God bless you. United Kingdom, God bless you. We thank God for each and every one of you. France, we thank God for you as well. Asia, we thank God for you as well. We just thank God for our partners and listeners that constantly lock in, and we just give God the glory for each and every one of you. Amen. And especially here, right here in the United States of America, we just thank God for what God is doing right here in our very own country. Amen. And we just thank God for our partners and listeners that is joining in this week, my God, to get their blessing. I believe that you are just not coming on here just to come on, just to be a spectator. I truly believe that you have something, my God, that you want God to do in your life. But one thing I truly know, that my God, as the men of God, especially our host and visionary, Bishop Michael Davis, and he finna get ready to come right on. God didn't give him this for nothing. I truly believe that the power of God gonna touch somebody, gonna heal somebody, somebody gonna get their breakthrough, somebody gonna get their answer, and somebody gonna be made a believer that the blood of the Lord that still work. Amen. I just thank God for each and every one of you. Once again, I am your co-host, Pastor Apostle Temple Spencer, and our host, Bishop Michael Davis. Amen. I'm not going to take up too much time, amen, because I want to turn it over to our host of the hour, ICL, Bishop Michael Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, listeners. God bless you all over the nation. I tell you, God is good. God is good all the time, despite of what it may look like right now. The Lord has laid up on my heart to call a clarion, make a clarion call to let everyone know the blood still works. We may not have a vaccine for what's going on right now, but the blood still works. There may be a war, the rumors of war. We may be fighting a battle that we cannot see, but the blood that still works. When he gave me this, he took me back to the beginning, and he was beginning to talk to me about Cain and Abel and Seth, and how the blood of the ground cried, met the blood from the cross, and it still works. So tonight we want to begin, the blood and the Holy Ghost never lose its power. And the Lord laid upon my heart to call a few sons and daughters of mine to help me out, because building the kingdom is not a one-person thing. It is for the kingdom builder, the anointed one that God has ordained for this season to help out in the kingdom building. And I want to share this with you right now before I ask Prophetess Battle and Apostle-elect Jimmy Battle from South Georgia, Pelham, Georgia, Fresh Apostolic Ministry will be our keynote speak, prayer warrior, and speaker tonight. But the Lord said, tell you, don't get confused in the confusion. The Lord said, there is going to be a release because his blood still works. If we lean on the blood, what can wash away our tears? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It reaches from the highest mountain and it flows through the lowest valley. The blood still covers and the blood still works. So God bless you. Sit back, enjoy tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night. We were going to have three high-packed energy nights of the word, talking about the blood and the Holy Ghost. And the Lord said there's going to be a release because the blood of Jesus released some things in the atmosphere. God bless you, prophetess. God bless you, Apostle Elect. How are you all doing today?
We're doing great. We're doing awesome.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, amen. Amen. So, prophetess, just let the Lord use you, intercede, and then, man of God, when the Lord release her, release what the Lord has given you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We glorify your holy name on today. God, we thank you for your presence. God, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing on today, on this setting, oh God. God, we just ask that you go before us, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pull down anything right now in the name of Jesus that's not like you right now in the atmosphere, God. Oh God, as we get ready to go before, oh God, to do your will, oh God, and your will only, oh God. We just need your power, oh God. God, we need the fire of you, oh God, to begin to speak, oh God, through the man of God, oh God, that's going to bring forth your word, oh God. Oh God, for the people that's on this call, oh God, we just ask, oh God, that you begin to test them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch them right where they are, oh God. Touch them in their homes, oh God. Touch them in their cars, oh God. God, wherever they may be, God, we're asking that you begin to touch them, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you for your blood on today, oh God. We thank you for your blood, oh God, that's washing away, oh God, all sin, oh God. We thank you for your blood, oh God, that's beginning to cleanse our minds, oh God. Cleanse our hearts, oh God. Cleanse our souls on today, oh God. Oh God, let this word, oh God, shake up something on the inside of us, oh God, on today, oh God. God, begin to deliver your people out of their hearts, oh God. Deliver them from themselves on today, oh God. Deliver them from their wicked ways on today, oh God. God, let them know, oh God, they have the power, oh God, on the inside, oh God, and they must speak it, oh God. So, God, we just thank you for your Holy Ghost, oh God, that your Holy Ghost never has lost its power, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God, for wrapping your arms around us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for equipping us, oh God, in this time of battle, oh God. So, God, we just thank you, oh God, for your purification on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for you doing it for us, oh God, one more time on this land, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for bringing us out, oh God, one more time, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for raising up a standard, oh God, on this side, oh God. So, God, we thank you for your anointing on today, oh God. Your anointing, oh God, that's going to break every yoke, oh God. Your anointing, oh God, that's going to destroy the hands of the enemy on today, oh God. And, God, let this word on today, oh God, prick hearts, oh God. Oh, God, let it bring the backslider back on today, oh God. Let it bring the drug dealer back on today, oh God. Let it bring the prostitute back on today, oh God. Even for the one that is lost, oh God, bring them found back to you, oh God. Oh God, bring the prodigal son back to you, the prodigal daughter, oh God, back to you, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that we know that it's your anointing, oh God, that's going to bring them back, oh God. It's through love and kindness, oh God, that has grown people, oh God. So God, we preach in love on today, oh God. We prophesy in love on today, oh God. We pray in love, oh God. So God, we're going to be blessed with you, oh God, through the testimonies, oh God, that's going to come, oh God. So God, we just thank you, oh God, for healing on today. We thank you for delivering, oh God. We thank you for setting the people free on today. Oh God, we believe, oh God, miracles, oh God, shall happen, oh God. I speak it right now, oh God. Miracles shall happen, oh God, on this radio land, oh God. Signs and wonders shall follow, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, in this land, oh God, in the United States, oh God, in Atlanta, oh God, in Mexico, oh God, in Norway, oh God, wherever these people are listening, oh God, allow your miracles to take place, oh God. I'm asking, oh God, that your angels, oh God, dispatch your people, oh God, begin to protect them, oh God, begin to shield them, oh God, from seeing, oh God, from dangers, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we just thank you on today, oh God. We can't thank you enough, oh God. We can't glorify your name enough, oh God. It is you, the I am God, oh God. It is you, the I am God, oh God, that has shielded us, oh God. It is you, the I am, oh God, that brought us out, oh God. It is you, the I am God, that brought us out the muck and miry clay, oh God. So God, we thank you for bringing us out of the valley, oh God, into the promised land, oh God. So God, in these 3 days, oh God, you're going to resurrect somebody's mind, oh God. You're going to resurrect somebody's heart, oh God. Oh God, they're going to believe again, oh God. They're going to trust you again, oh God. You're going to stir up their faith and walk anointing in you, oh God. So God, begin to stir up the gifts on the inside, oh God, of your people on today, oh God. So God, we thank you, Jesus, for stirring up the gifts on the inside, oh God, and making them believers, oh God, that God, they still have the blood, oh God, of their life, oh God, the blood over their doorpost, oh God, the blood over their homes, oh God, the blood over their job, oh God, the blood over their careers, oh God, the blood over their health, oh God, for every situation, oh God, even for the illness that they're facing, oh God, God, the blood is still works, oh God. The blood has not lost its power, oh God. And we speak, oh God, to them infirmities, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Even for the doctor reports, oh God, that giving them 6 months to a year, oh God, we don't think it's so, oh God. We believe the report of you, oh God. We believe, oh God, that you are a healer, oh God, that you are a way maker, oh God. You are the light, oh God, in dark places, oh God. Some people are facing dark places, oh God, but God begin to be that light, oh God, in that carnal form, oh God. God, believe, oh God. We believe, oh God. We do not doubt you in this land, oh God. We trust you, oh God, with our life, oh God. We trust you with our word. We trust and lean to you and not to our own understanding, oh God. Oh God, you made us, you created us to worship you, to praise you. So God, we bow down on today, oh God, and ask you to cover us in your blood. Cover us with your anointing, oh God. Cover us with your majesty, oh God. So God, we thank you, oh God, for your covering on today. We thank you, oh God, for being the lily in the valley, oh God. We thank you for being the bright and morning star, oh God. You are the rose of Sharon, oh God. You are the great I am, oh God. You are our peace, oh God, surpass all understanding, oh God. When we don't understand, oh God, give us understanding on today for the word that's going to come, oh God. Give the people wisdom on today. Give them knowledge, oh God. Give them understanding, oh God. So, God, we glorify you in all things, oh God. We even glorify you in our trials and our tribulations, oh God. We glorify you, oh God, that our children are coming back saved. We glorify you for our parents being saved. We glorify you, oh God, in everything, oh God, that we face, oh God, for broken marriages. We call in marriages back together again, oh God. We call in sons and daughters back to their mothers and fathers on today, oh God. Bring peace, oh God, in this land, oh God. But God, we need your anointing, oh God. We need your Holy Ghost, oh God, to do it, oh God. Your Holy Ghost will correct us, oh God. Your Holy Ghost will cleanse us, oh God. Your Holy Ghost will control us, oh God. Your Holy Ghost will comfort us, oh God. So God, we thank you, Jesus, for being a comforter, keeper, oh God. Keeping us, oh God. Protecting us, oh God. So God, we glorify you for just that, oh God, in this day, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for this great setting, oh God, for your men of God, oh God, that brought us all together on this place, oh God. So God, we just thank you on today. We glorify you for your anointing. And God, we just appreciate you for right now, oh God, for where we are, oh God. So God, we bring all our thoughts in captivity right now, oh God. Nothing else matter right now but your word, oh God. Oh, God, begin to bring us, oh, God, in togetherness on today. Let unity come together in this place, oh, God. We believe and we know, oh, God, we're standing on your word, oh, God. It shall happen. It shall happen, oh, God. It will happen, oh, God. They will get delivered, oh, God. They will get set free, oh, God. They will come out, oh, God. They will come out their sackcloth, oh, God. They will come out the pity party, oh, God. They will come out the roller bar, oh, God. They will come out the death place, oh God. They will come out drugs, oh God, because it's your Holy Ghost power, oh God. It is your blood, oh God, that's going to cleanse, oh God, and that's going to set these people free, oh God. God, I speak to the zombies, oh God, in the atmosphere, oh God, people walking with zombies, oh God, spirits, oh God. We call them to awaken in the spirit realm, oh God. Awaken right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. No dead man is walking, oh God. We shall arise to the anointing of you, oh God, in this land right now, oh God. Oh God, as he brings forth the word on tonight, oh God, use the man of God like never before, oh God. Use him, oh God. Speak to him, oh God. Right now in the name of Jesus, clothe him, oh God, like never before, oh God. And we just thank you for your anointing. We speak to the backlash spirit, oh God, that the enemy want to come back with backlashes, oh God. But this word is anointed. It's been appointed. And it's been ordained by you on tonight. And we give you glory for it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's give God some praise.
Amen. Thanking God. Come on, let's lift up God. Amen. Thanking God for his glorious power. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God the praise and the honor. Come on, peoples of God. Amen. Let's just lift up the name right there, because we know that the blood is still working and the blood is still moving. So we got to give God some praise right there. My God, my God. That's enough to give God all the honor and the praise and the glory. So we lift up thy name. Amen. Come on, give God some praise right there where you at, in your homes, in your cars. Amen. In your front living room. Give God some praise. Thank God for the blood. The blood that's over your doorpost. Come on, give God some praise. Amen. He is worthy to be praised, because the blood is still working and the anointing is still moving. Come on, people of God, that's enough to give God the praise. Come on, lift them up. Amen. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Amen. All man's unto thee. So come on there and lift him up. Amen. Amen. Yeah. He is worthy in this hour. He is worthy in this time. Amen. To be lifted up, regardless of the pandemic and whatever else going on. Let's lift the name up above it. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Truly thanking God, amen, for this time, amen, to share about the blood and the anointing of God, because I'm a firm believer in the word and in the blood. The blood is still working, people. The blood is still moving. And it kind of reminds me, amen, if I was there to have a little bit of a Sabbath just to read something real quick, how Jesus had dealt with the disciples, and Jesus had to teach the disciples and let them know that in this land, you're going to need the blood. In this land, you're going to need that anointing to overpower the enemy. But I want to read something right now just to give a little foundation on something. And it's coming out of Luke chapter 10, amen, verse 17, and reading, and said, and seven returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto thy name. My God, come on, let's give God some praise right now. Even the devil is subject to the name of God. And he said unto them, behold, I behold Satan as lightning from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power, somebody shout power, to tread over the serpent and over the scorpion and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Come on, that's enough to give God the praise right there all by itself. And God had to let them know that I have seen it. Satan fall from heaven like lightning, and he has given you power to preach. He has given you power to raise the dead. He has given you the power over every clean spirit that ain't of God. So, people of God, we got to understand that God already has set the foundation and set the pattern for us, just as well the spirit had led him in the wilderness to be on a fast, on a 40-day fast. Amen. We got to understand that the tempter came to tempt him, but the tempter could not overpower him. Why? Because he was led by the Spirit of God. And we got to understand, when God anoints you and appoints you for a time, regardless where you're in the wilderness, if you're in the desert, God have anointed you and appointed you to come out, amen, in this glory. Why? Because he has given you the power. He has given you the anointing. He has told you in the beginning, and just like he did, Jeremiah, I knew thee and I formed thee while you was in the belly of your mother womb. So he ordained you. He already appointed you for a nation to preach the gospel, to be a witness unto all mankind. So, people of God, we got to understand God's power is still moving and working. Anytime the anointing show up, demons have to flee. Yes. Demons have to recognize that anointing that's on your life. So we don't have time to fear now, because God has not given us the time, the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. We don't have to accept what the saints saying in this time, because we got the blood, because we got the anointing, not the self depression. We got the anointing, not the self high blood pressure. Yeah. We got the anointing and the power to come against any wicked thing that Satan has spoke over our family, spoke over our ministry, spoke over our wives and our husbands. We got the power to overcome it, people of God. And we got to understand that when they called Jesus on the scene, wherever they called Jesus, the spirit had to recognize. It remind me in the book of when Jesus had calmed the storm, and when they woke him up, something about when you pray and you wake him up, you better be ready for him. And then Jesus stood up and went to the call, and there's something about that anointing. When the anointing show up, the cause is already there, and the anointing take care of the call. People say, oh, we live in a land of a remnant. God has called us to be the remnant of the land. So we cannot walk in fear. We can't walk in defeat. We have to walk in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, because the blood is still working. Yeah. The blood is still moving. And we got to understand that
One thing about the blood and one thing about how Jesus had taught the disciples, I want to bring you up to something. People of God, listen to me. I want to use a bottle of soap for a prime example. I don't care how much you buy soap and you set the soap beside you. That don't clean you. I don't care if you work in a soap factory. The soap don't have no power until you begin to apply the soap with your hand. Please. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So that's how the blood and anointing work. And when you begin to apply it, that's when it begins to work. That's when you begin to see the signs of wonder. It will not work if you do not apply. It will not work if you don't believe. It will not work and manifest itself if you do not apply. So we have to apply the blood. Yeah. Apply the blood to our situation. Apply the blood to our everyday living. But then we'll be seeing that the signs of wonder follow them that believe. But we got to believe that we reckon in the power. We got to believe that we reckon on an anointing that will destroy the yoke. Hey, my God, my God. That will destroy the yoke of the enemy. People of God, it's time to rise with the blood of God, with the blood of Jesus. Amen. And remind me, and when we come into agreement, it reminds me in the book of Acts, amen, 1:18. But you shall receive power, that after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, and to Judea, and to Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. So, people of God, we receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon us.
Yes.
So we have the Holy Ghost power to overcome and be a witness for the Lord. But we can't be fearful because we got to be of a good cheer.
Yes, Lord.
We got to be of a good cheer. And then Romans 5:9 tell us that he have made us right with God. So we got a right to come to the tree of life. We got a right to serve God to the fullest. But God have anointed us and upon us for a time like this. In this reason, wherever you at, God anointed you. That's why things begin to show up, because you showed up. Things begin to happen because you showed up. I think your neighbor ought to be giving you a praise, giving God a praise and a thanks just because you stay in the neighborhood. I think the people that work beside you, if they know what value that you really carry, that anointing and that blood that operate beside you, that protect them and you at the same time. Because the scripture tells us, wherever our feet shall tread, shall be blessed. So we bless the people of God. And we got to understand, because we bless, that make our neighbor bless, that make our children bless. Why? Because we operate in the blood of the Lord. Amen, amen. Because now, as we operate in the blood and we operate in the unity of the 1 Corinthians 2:9, and then these things right here that we will see, but we have not seen, our eyes have not seen, nor our ears have not either heard or entered into the heart of them that love the God. Love God. When we really tap in into the fullness of God and the fullness of the blood and what the blood represent and whatever the anointing represent, that's when your eyes are never seen and the blood represents something and your ears never heard it. So that's why God is doing a new thing now. God is doing a new thing by his blood. He's moving by his anointing on his people. He's pouring out his anointing upon us now. So we got to receive it now, people of God. You do not have to accept it, like I said earlier. You do not have to accept what it say, trying to put in our way as a stumbling block, but we've been created in God. Amen. We've been adopted. Amen. So we got to understand that when God anointed and you receive power, as Sue tells us, when they went on all one accord, the Bible said the house was filled and they began to speak in unknown tongues. Amen. That it shook something. It's something about when you come into agreement with God. Amen. You don't have to accept what the world is saying, what the world is doing and saying, but you got to accept what God is saying and what God is doing in our life concerning the power and the anointing. So he has given you power. Only thing we have to do, people of God, come into agreement. Come into agreement. And I guarantee you, the power of God will show up. The power of God will show up in the hospital. The power of God will show up in your home. The power of God will show in your children's life. The power of God will show in your life to turn things around, change their mind, renew their mind with the word of God. But we got to keep one thing in mind, people of God. How do the blood and the anointing keep standing on that life? Even Jesus had to teach the disciples when the disciple tried to cast out a demon out of the little boy, and they couldn't do it. And so they asked the master why we couldn't do it. He said, these things come out through fasting and praying. People of God, catch this. The only way the blood and anointing will continue to work, you really got to get back to fasting and praying. And then the blood, when we speak, it shall come to pass. Oh, my God, my God. When we ask, the door shall be open. Oh, my God, it shall come to pass. And when we knock, the door shall be open, people of God. So we got to understand, when we work in the realm of God with the blood, plead the blood, amen. Plead the blood over, amen. Plead the blood while you're in your
y'all. Bleed the blood while you're in your car. Present the blood, amen, while you're in a confusingness right now, because one thing about the blood, it shall not lie. It will speak concerning the will of God that's happening in your life. People of God, we got to understand that God is still shifting and moving by his power. Amen. We got to believe that our bodies ain't on our own. Our bodies belong to the Lord. It's the temple where the Spirit of the Lord dwell at. And the Spirit of the Lord will not dwell in no unclean place. So we got to keep our bodies pure, our minds and our heart pure, and then we'll see the blood come to pass. We'll see the anointing work. We'll see demons flee, because you got to understand, even when David showed up to battle, my God, come on, he didn't show. When David showed up, David sensed a situation that's going on. Something about the anointing. When the anointing show up, the anointing override everything else. And the anointing goes straight to the call and straight and begin to deal with the thing. David himself was anointed and appointed by God and showed up and won and defeated Goliath. Why? Because the anointing that was on his life, God had appointed and ordained something for us all, y'all. So we got to understand, when we walk in the remnant of God and we understand God, amen, who he is and what he have done already, amen, we can speak to the wind and the wind will cease. We can speak to the situation and the situation will change for our behalf. Yes. People of God, you don't have to give up there. Let's arise with power. Let's rise with the power that God already has predestined. We have the power. You got the power. They got the power. Come on. Your neighbor got the power. When you release the power and come into agreement, you have the power to overcome these things. So we got to believe, y'all, right now that fully operating in the power of God, that God will change the situation.
Yes.
But on the way that it's going to change, people of God, we got to understand the concept right here. We got to learn how to apply it. And when we apply it, it will begin to work. So we have to believe what God says.
Yes.
And them that come to God must believe that he is God.
Yes.
And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So let's seek after God. Let's get hungry like never before. I told him one Sunday, I don't care about the number is rising up. If the number rising up, that means our prayer need to rise up. Our fasting need to rise up. Everything that we do concerning God need to get higher in this, in it. Because ain't nothing impossible for God to do. So people of God, let's cheer up. Let's do like Paul. Let's do like Paul. Let's fight like Timothy. Let's fight a good fight. Fight a good fight with the faith that we have and believe in God. So I leave you with this. My prayer is that you receive that anointing of God that's on your life and begin to shake it up. Amen. And being super rule over the devil. Amen. You have the power in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You have the power in Jesus' name. You have the power in Jesus' name. You have the power in Jesus' name. The blood still works, Apostle Spencer. The blood still works. The blood still works. I heard the Apostle Elect say, apply the blood.
Amen.
And I was reminded of the story in the Bible when the plague was going on and it got to the 10th plague and God instructed the community to kill a lamb and to take the meat and broil and roast the meat and get some herbs. And he said, take the blood from that lamb and apply it. Come on. Apply it over the top of the doorpost and the side of the doorpost, and the death angel will pass by when it comes down the street. I want to tell you tonight that if you apply the blood of Jesus, the death angel will pass your house. If you apply the word of God, if you apply Jesus to every situation, who is the Passover lamb in our life right now, the blood that dripped from Calvary's cross down to the blood that Abel's body cried out unto God with, when the drip blood meet the cry blood, the death angel will pass you by. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Spencer. My God, my God.
Amen, Bishop. That was just some awesome. You know, one thing that Bishop Apostle Battles, he pointed out, he said you have to believe. And that's one thing that you were just sharing about putting the blood post, putting the blood above the post. If you don't believe, amen, there's many times many people need God to move before they believe. They need God to perform before they believe. Well, the blood of the Lord says, listen, you have to walk by faith, not by sight. And for me to be able to perform, you have to step out. And I truly believe that this is a day and time to where many people that is looking for God, but they're ready for God to perform first before they believe. But my God Almighty, eyes have not seen, nor ears have not heard. I challenge each and every one of you today because the instructions of God is alive in your life. Many of you probably get frustrated, and many of you probably to the point to where I don't know what to do. Amen. But if you believe and hold on, as Apostle Battles was stating to you, now when God released the instructions and you begin to operate on the instructions of God, not only God going to shift your belief, my God, but he's going to shift you into walking by faith. Many of you, it's your time for the faith of the works that you're doing to come in operation. But your belief needs to be there. The blood still works. Do you still believe? The blood still heal, but do you believe? The blood still deliver, but do you believe? The blood still, my God, almighty, shift things, cast out things. But the question is, do you still believe that you bishop?
God bless you. Apostle-elect Ballard, you have anything else? Or a prophetess Ballard, go ahead.
I'm just glorifying God, man, my God. Just y'all put some icing on the cake there. My God. I'm rejoicing and thanking God for the belief part of it because I love what Apostle Spencer just said as well. Or going back to believing all over again. And you had said an earlier way back that we need a refill of the Holy Ghost, because the Spirit of God, and the refill to renew our mind and renew our heart, that we'll believe again, because we can't come in there with no old beliefs. We have to believe now, faith.
Yes.
So we got to believe now. So I'm a firm believer in believing God to the fullest, because God, if you said it, I got to believe it.
Yes. Right there, listeners, right there. My sisters and my brothers, I hear the Lord saying, repent, turn back to me. Repent and turn back to me, and I will restore you. Repent, and you have to begin to believe in me again, because I am still here. The blood still works. The Holy Ghost is still here. If you are not received ye the Holy Ghost, begin to tarry ye for the Holy Ghost and ask the Lord to fill you, that you may believe in him, that you may believe that he is still in the miracle working business, that he may that he is still in the deliverance field, that he is still on the right hand of the Father interceding us right now. But he wants you to believe. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is still the Lord and Savior? Do you believe that he left us with the power of the Holy Ghost to keep us and to comfort us? Do you believe that if you apply the word of God to your life, if you apply the word of God to your situation, if you apply the application of the word, the principle of the word, that you will get your breakthrough? But you have to believe in Jesus' name. Apostle Spencer.
Amen, Bishop. King said no better, you know. Really, I don't even want to tap into what I want to share with everyone tomorrow, because at the end of the day, before the blood got applied, amen, the belief factor came first. If you look at Mary, when Mary was conceived with Jesus, first of all, Mary had become a believer. Then the individual that was connected to Mary had to also, my God, eventually became a believer. Then once they became a believer, it was a season later. The season was 9 months later. Then when a birthing came out with the blood. Amen. With the blood, amen, that came from a birthing standpoint. With that point right there, affirmation began to happen. Things began to happen to where the blood of Jesus, amen, began to birth out throughout the world even before he stepped place on the cross. I got a question to everyone that is listening all over the world. Are you a believer? some of you probably saying, Pastor, Apostle, Bishop, I'm going through some pain. Understand this, when the belief got to come, a shift happened. Impregnation happened. Business owner, impregnation. You're dreaming, impregnation. You have a vision for your life, impregnation. Then all of something, pain come, different things happen. Well, because of the pain, because of different things, in the birthing stage, blood has to be shed. Amen? Blood has to be shed. What can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood. Go back to you, Bishop. I'm about to holler up in here. Back to you.
Glory. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. I reminded Apostle Ballo and Apostle Spencer that when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says he took his disciples and they entered into the garden, and a few of them stayed right here, and he took three of them just a little further with him. And when he got to a certain point in that garden, when you're talking about birthing, he stopped the three that in his inner circle here and said, will you watch and pray with me for just 1 hour? And the Bible declares that in Matthew that he went a little further, which we call yonder, and he began to pray in John 17. He began to pray for himself. He prayed for the church. And he said, Father, take this cup away from me. And he began to talk and ask God to take away from the Bible, saying he began to pray so infirmly and fervently that the blood, the sweat was like drops of blood coming from it. That was a birthing of new life. He was shedding some things. When you're birthing, you are shedding the blood and water was coming out. On Calvary's cross, when they pierced him in the side, the blood and water came out. My God, my God. My sisters and brothers, if you apply the blood of Jesus, my God, if you birth that which in you by application of this word tonight, but you must first, as a apostle elect Ballard say, you first must believe. I hear the Holy Ghost say, if you believe in me, if you abide in me, and like I do, my Father, I will give you the release that you are looking for. And how apostle elect. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm about to get Holy Ghost happy here. Go ahead, apostle elect.
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord and said, if you believe, it shall come to pass. It shall. Even though it delayed, it shall come to pass. You ain't got to wait. We got a point in time now that God will have us in a scene just waiting. The waiting is, like we go back to the birthing, is a waiting process. And in the waiting process, it shall come. Something is coming, and something greater is coming, and something bigger is coming, something more powerful is coming. So we got to understand in our waiting process, we got to wait on God, and at the same time, we believe it, and we waiting. And in our waiting process, oh, my God, it reminds me when my wife was having our children, even though I got kicked out the room, but I was in a waiting process because the baby had to wait until that baby get to a certain point, and then when it came out, all glory was there. But it's a waiting process, people of God. And the only thing I'm saying is we wait on God. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I guarantee you it shall come to pass. It will work out because it's a birthing process in our waiting, in our believing. God has strengthened us in some areas that we need to be strengthened in because God knows us better than we know ourselves. So God has got us in the waiting position, that breathing position that come with the pain, come with the blood, come with it all. But it all going to map up to something, something in it shall come to pass.
Amen, Apostle Spencer.
Amen, Bishop. We could go all night upon this topic. This topic is just so awesome, you know. And, you know, because the blood is still work, you know, it's just awesome. I just want to share this piece, and then I'm going to run, amen, because I want to talk to somebody tonight that feel pain and feel discouraged and feel like I don't know what to do, feel like because of this pandemic, my God, I've been laid off, I've been furloughed off, I don't know which way to go, I don't know what to do. Let me tell you something, before the blood is shed, it's always pain that comes. comes for. Before Mary gave birth, before Mary shed blood, it was pain. It was pain when Jesus got whooped. And when he got whooped, my God, it was pain. Blood came right after the pain. And he said what the birthing going to be. The birthing was, by my stripes you are healed. I want to tell somebody, before you can have an effect, it has to be a cause. The cause is what causes the effect. I want to tell someone, you just about in your breakthrough hour, because now you are in the cause. So right after the cause, it's going to be an effect. You just let the blood of the Lord, the blood of Jesus, go ahead and work for you, because we might run out of steam. We might get tired. We might get a little worried. But my God, heard the songwriter say that the blood never lose its power. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Back to you, Bishop.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Yeah. So I tell you tonight, there may be some out there, or someone out there is feeling pain, feeling left out, don't know where to turn right now. I want to tell you and encourage that the blood still works. The blood of Jesus, it still works. The blood of Jesus never lose its power. The word of God never lose its strength. The word of God always, now and forever, will work if you believe and apply it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Elect Ballard, do you have anything else before we open up the prayer line to just pray for people in this pandemic time? Amen.
Amen. Amen. I will leave them with this right here, because we got to understand the word of God itself is power all by itself. Matthew 24:35 tell us that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So we got to understand the word that coming and proceeded out of the mouth of God, because the Bible tells a specific man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So God have said some words on tonight. God had done some things on tonight. So we got to understand that the word is more greater than pills. The word is more greater than what the doctor report said. We got to understand. And we in a season now where we're going to have to grab hold to this word. So I thank God for the word on tonight from every apostle. Amen. I thank God for this word, because this word is true all by itself.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I thank God. Apostle Elect, if you will, let's open up the line for just a few moments and pray for those who may need prayer. And tomorrow night, everyone, Apostle, the co-host, will speak tomorrow night, Apostle Spencer of ADM. He will be our keynote speaker, and the intercessor will be Apostle Celestine Walker. So every night, every round goes higher and higher in Jesus' name. The blood. Still works, and it never loses its power. Apostle Spencer.
Amen. God bless you all. What an awesome word by Apostle Alette Battle. I'm telling you, saints and friends, if you want prayer tonight while the anointing is still on the man of God, you don't want to miss this opportunity. Don't be shy. Don't let the enemy steal your blessing, because you, my God, having a little warfare that want to press one or don't want to press one. But if that be you that want some prayer and want God, my God, that maybe have a word for you, I want you to go ahead and press 1. We're going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. And when we call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, we're going to beep you in. I don't know who God's speaking to tonight. Maybe it's you, or even you, my God, that you need prayer. Don't allow the enemy to steal your blessing. Don't allow the enemy to steal your victory. Some of you probably say, well, I'm holding on. Well, my Bible also tells me 1 will chase 1,000, but 2 will put 10,000 to flight.
Yes,
why
sir.
Not have that second person to connect with you, where we could go ahead and run the enemy up out of his camp? Amen? My God, we just thank God. We think you're ready to go to the first caller. God bless you, caller. You on the air, 0186. God bless you.
God bless you. I just need prayer.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Elect, will you pray for her?
Yes. that, Father, we come to you, Lord, humble as we know how. And, Father God, we pray for our dear sister right now. Father God, Lord, you already know, oh, Father God, what she need, oh, Father God, or whatever she may be facing in this time, oh, Father. Father God, we pray that strength that come from nowhere but heaven, oh, Father God, right now, Father God. Lord, touch her right now, Father God, touch her body, oh, Father God. Lord, touch her mind, oh, Father God, renew her mind, oh, Father God. Give her strength and let her be of a good courage, oh, Father God, through your word, oh, Father God. And, Lord, we pray, oh, Father God, that night, oh, Father God, that the Holy Spirit will touch her like never before, oh, Father God. Lord, I need to ask you, Lord, let the Spirit, oh, Father God, do well in her home tonight, oh, Father God. Lord, give her that answer and that desire, oh, Father God, that she's been seeking and thirsting for, oh, Father God. Lord, she's looking for an answer.
Thank you.
And
yes,
Lord, let that answer be in thy word, oh, Father God. And so we thank you right now, Father God, that you receive
it.
Father God, and Lord, I cast down all fear right now, oh, for life, oh, Father
God,
oh, for spirit, oh, Father God, and let her receive, oh, Father God, the gift, and, oh, Father God, that you have stirred in her, oh, Father God. Lord, I prophesy to her body, her spirit, oh, Father God, arise up, daughter, oh, my God, arise up, oh, my God, and take up that cross and follow Jesus like never before. I pray for your zeal, that your zeal be caught on fire like it was before, like never before. And I pray, oh, God, that God empower you with his precious gift of his Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, daughter. Apostle Spencer.
Amen, amen. God bless you. We're going to go to the next caller. God bless you, caller. You're on the air, 3361. God bless you.
This is Brother Litt. This is Brother Litt, Timothy Litt. I need prayer.
Amen. Apostle Spencer?
Amen. God, we thank you as a brother that come for prayer. We give you the glory. I even hear the Spirit of the Lord say unto you, be not discouraged in this season. This is the season to where it comes to build you. This is the season to where you are walking to get to know me personally better. This is the season to where your relationship with me is going to be strengthened. Do not be discouraged in this season, says the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost says,
yes,
do not be into a place to where you're thinking you are so far from the Lord. So I rebuke that enemy that is causing mind battles, making you think that you're out of the will and out of the placement of the Lord. For the Lord says, your steps are ordered by me. And just in due season, the things that I want you to reunite and connect with, it shall be. But this is the season for your life to be established. This is the season for the things that he given to you personally, for your personal life and your personal walk. This is the season to where God says, I am establishing. Just trust me, Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, and understand that everything that I placed in your life, it have not gone or it have not left you. But this is a season that I'm working on you, and I'm working on family that is birthing out of you. Trust your walk,
amen,
and trust the process, and do not, my God Almighty, get discouraged in this day and time. For I pray in the name of Jesus that strengthening, even mind battles, be released from you even now. Even things that the enemy is bringing false accusation and false accusing, that you out of the will of God, you out of the place of God. Father, I thank you that as your steps is going to continue to walk into the walk with the Lord. In Jesus' name, we give God the glory that you bishop.
Amen, amen. Young man, stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Just stay encouraged. Amen. Amen. Next caller, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you. My God, if you desire prayer while we're on the line, please go ahead and press 1 while the anointing is here. Amen. We don't want you to leave off and say, I shoulda, I coulda, I wish I woulda. Amen. And you got to leave them wish family alone. But we just thank God. Amen. Amen. And we're going to go to another caller. God bless you, caller. You're on the air. 0885. God bless you.
I need prayer.
Robert, this battle, will you pray for?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you for this time, God. We just ask it, oh God, that you begin to give her strength, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we just ask, oh God, you begin to touch her from her head all the way down to her feet, oh God. Oh God, renew her strength right now, oh God. Let her be of a good courage in you, oh God. Let boldness come forth, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pull down any strongholds, oh God, that's over her mind, oh God, that wants to hold her captivity, oh God. God, we just ask, oh God, that you give her strength to keep going forward, oh God. Give her strength, oh God, to push forward, oh God. Right now in the name of Jesus, let her begin to call on your name, oh God. Your name will begin to destroy all the yokes of the enemy, oh God. So, God, we just ask you, oh God, right now, you anoint her for, God, this season that she's in, oh God, this transitional season that she's transitioning in, oh God. So, God, we just believe and we know that you're going to do it, oh God. And begin to call on the name of Jesus in your prayer time, in your life, even in any situation that arises. Begin to call on the name of Jesus. And when you call on the name of Jesus, something got to happen in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God for your daughter. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Apostle Spencer, is there another?
No, not at this time, Bishop. That's all the callers.
Okay. God bless you all. We thank God for you. Apostle-elect Battle, Providence Battle, we thank God for you all. Apostle Spencer, thank God for you. Lady Spencer, thank God for you all. And all of you listeners that's out on the radio at this time who has joined in and that's going to join in tomorrow night and Friday night, I just want to let you know the blood still works. The power of the Holy Ghost still works. But you have to believe and apply it. You have to believe that Jesus Christ is still the Lord and Savior, that he died and shed his blood on Calvary's cross, and that he rose up early that Sunday morning and took back the keys that the devil thought he had taken from us. And the Lord said, what you thought you have lost is just stored up because you was not in a position right now to handle it. The Lord said, I'm going to release your blessing to you when you align up in alignment with my word and the blood cover your doorpost. It's not lost. It's just stored up until we can be restored back to him. This pandemic time is just to close us in so we can hear from him. So until tomorrow night, go with the Lord. Stay with him. Study his word and believe that he is everything that he said that he is. Amen. Amen. If that's all, Apostle Spencer, Apostle-elect Ballard, will you close us out, please?
Amen. Father, we thank you, O Father, right now, Lord, that your word had came forth. Lord, we thank you, O Father God, that somebody had been touched by your word on tonight, O Father God. Lord, we do believe, O Father God, without a shadow of a doubt, that somebody got saved, O Father God. So, Lord, we pray, O Father God, right now, Lord, as we leave this place but not your presence, O Father God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, continue to be in this airway, continue to be in your peoples, O God, O Father God. Lead them, O Father God, through all truth, O Father God. Cover them in your blood, O Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come to give the honor, the praise, and the glory in your master name. Of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Apostle,
amen.
Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night. Good night, all.
Good night.
Worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through.